we have here? Aw, you look rather surprised. Who exactly were you expecting? The Easter Bunny? Or perhaps nothing at all? Certainly not a demon. Yes, that's right. You see, when you mess around with dark and mysterious forces beyond your control, sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you get me. I can't tell you how many times I've been accidentally summoned by a group of teenage girls playing with a Ouija board or Bloody Mary at a slumber party. Yes, almost always teenage girls. Stupid little things. And disrespectful, too. After taking all that effort to manifest myself in a corporeal form, which is a difficult thing to do, by the way, it always leaves me with a pounding headache. All they do is make a fuss and scream their little heads off. God, I hate screaming. Now look at you, mixing a bunch of herbs and oils. Were you even trying to make a summoning spell? Or a face mask? Judging by that idiotic look on your face, I'd guess the latter. Well, as recompense for completely wasting my time, I suppose I'll just take a little piece of your soul, nothing illness, and be on my way. Oh, now, what's this? A cross? It appears you did come prepared. Oh, but we can't have that pesky Latin chanting now, can we? Shh. Shh. Calm down. Yes, my hand is covering your mouth. And yes, I did reappear right behind you. My body pressing into yours. Now watch. As I throw that cross far across the room, surprised it didn't burn my flesh. I simply don't know how these myths get started. Shh, shh, no, don't struggle. I'm far too strong for that. Did you know you're the first person in over a century that meant to summon me? That makes you very intriguing. Now I'm going to let go of that pretty little mouth of yours, and I don't want to hear any exorcisms, binding spells, or, Satan forbid, screaming. I assure you, you'll regret it. Am I understood? Good. There you go. Now go ahead and tell me why you've summoned me. You didn't. Someone else? Well, now you've gone and hurt my feelings. So who are you trying to summon? If it was the Lord Satan himself, you're gonna have to try harder. He likes sacrifices. The really bloody kind. Come on, tell me. Am I gonna have to say please? Or break your legs? Yes, that's right. Now spit it out. If you weren't trying to summon a demon, then what the hell were you doing? An angel? Which one? Oh, what a development, him? Oh yes, I've heard of him. I even know him personally. Do you? Oh, he's your guardian angel. How cute. What? Did you think he was gonna leave paradise to make house calls? Especially for some nobody mortal like you? Oh, he's sent you signs, has he? No, of course he has. Yeah, go ahead, show me. Oh, well. Doesn't that make you just the most interesting little mortal in the world? Blessed from above. I'll admit, I do understand what he sees in you. You are rather attractive, although I'm sure you don't know that. Angels don't go for the confidence. They get off on having someone wounded to protect. But you are. Your body, your face, your hair, your eyes. Delectable. But you're more than just a pretty face, or else no angel would want you, or demon for that matter. Does that surprise you? Demons don't want bitches and bastards. They're like Q-tips where we're from. No, I'll tell you what a demon wants. A beautiful face and body? Check. Courage and strength? Check. Intelligence? That one could go either way with you, but I'll just give you the benefit of the doubt. And most importantly for a demon, a good heart. And check. With at least a little bit of darkness in it. And baby, I can see the darkness in you. You deny it? Well, I can prove it. I know that you have darkness in you. Because if you didn't, I wouldn't want you this damn much. The more I spend with you, the more I want to take you, devour you, steal you away from that goody-goody angel of yours, and make you mine. You seem reluctant. What can he give you that I can't? Protection? What's more protected than someone that would do anything to keep you safe, even kill? Happiness? Baby, I would maim, torture, and steal to give you your heart's desire. And demons have a much better sense of humor than angels. Love? Love's bullshit. I can love my dog, but still put it down when it bites the next door neighbor's kid. No, I can give you what your angel, what all angels don't know how to give. Passion. Devoted obsession. Excitement and adrenaline rushes that would make your heart pound for days. Pleasure. I could play your body like an instrument. This angel of yours, what would he do? Would he put sweet, tender kisses all down your neck like this? Yes, his soft lips pressing into the heat of your skin. Well, baby, I could do it while pulling your hair like this. Oh yeah, that hurts, doesn't it? But my lips feel so good. Pain and pleasure. Some people call them opposites, but I think of them as lovers. And what if I moved my lips here towards these gorgeous breasts? Let's just get these pesky clothes out of the way. I'm a demon, baby, making your shirt and bra disappear as a parlor trick. Now hush, and let me move my hand here around your fragile neck and squeeze it while I suck on these succulent breasts. Your tits are delicious. I could kiss them all night long. Or maybe I could nip at these cute little nipples with my teeth. Those are some fun noises you're making there, pet. What happens if I squeeze your neck a little harder every time my teeth graze your nipple? Do you need air, baby? Beg me for it. Beg me. While I lick from your jaw to your ear. You taste so good. What was that? You beg so pretty, baby. Here you go, precious oxygen. Let me kiss away those budding tears. Your face is so red, and your skin is so hot. Is it because you almost suffocated, or because you enjoyed it so much? Well, that wasn't a rhetorical question, love. You want this, don't you? I could stop. Do you want me to stop? Or do you want me to force you down on your back and shove a hand down your pants? Is this what you want? My fingers rubbing slow circles on your clit over your panties? Answer me now, mortal. Yes, baby. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. I think you've earned a reward for being such a good girl for me. Looks like you think so too. What to do? Look, there go your pants. Impatient, are we? Don't worry, I'll get your panties. I just like to take these off the old-fashioned way. By slowly sliding them down your thighs, my rough hands feeling the smooth skin. And now they're off. They can go right in that whimpering little mouth. Like I said, I can't stand screaming. And I do plan on making you scream for me. Now where was I? Look at that sopping pussy. I think it needs a finger. Damn. You're nice and tight, baby. That's right. Grip my finger with that greedy pussy. Keep moaning for me. Whimper and squeal through your panty gag. Do you want a second finger? Yes? No? I can't really hear you, so I guess you don't want it. I'll just keep slowly sliding this one little finger in and out. What? Oh, you do want it. Why didn't you say so? Here you go, pet. Yes, those whimpers are delicious. Let's go a little faster, shall we? Do you need something else? I think you want my thumb rubbing that clit. Yes? Then beg for it. Beg for my thumb. Holler through the gag, or I'll stop and leave you desperate and aching. I'll bind your wrists behind your back so you can't finish yourself off and leave you a squirming mess on the floor. Good girl. Here's my thumb. Rubbing nice and fast, while my two fingers furiously pump into that cunt. Are you close? Are you gonna come for me? Then do it. Come for me. Come for me right now, slut. You dirty little demon whore. Come. Come now. That's right. Has anyone ever told you that your pussy tastes heavenly. Take a minute to calm down, and I'll take those dripping panties out of your mouth. See? I told you that you'd love that. I knew, because you do have that darkness in you. And now, you know it too. You can deny it to me all you like, but not to yourself. Now just imagine what it would be like to have all of me working on that sweet pussy. Not just three little fingers. You could have that. All you have to do is be mine. Don't worry, love. I'll give you some time to think it over. Just know that I'll be waiting in the shadows, and that one day I will come back. Because I assure you, I haven't gotten enough of you yet. But if you find that I'm taking too long and you're getting impatient, you know how to call me. Now why don't you run along to your angel, if he ever shows up, and see if he can make you feel as good as you know I can. I'll be waiting for your call, my love.